We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Well, if you're a person who likes two things, food,
yes,
and alcohol,
there it is.
You're going to want to listen up.
Yep.
We're about to make your life amazing.
Right.
We want to hear your suggestions, your previous mistakes.
Nice.
Into the foray of science of food when you're effed up.
Yeah, drunk, stoned, high, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
That's that food.
When you get to that point, well, you know you're in trouble maybe and you want to try to suppress what's happening to you by putting, because there's that misnomer. It's like, well, my blood is thin from the alcohol, so if I eat X.
No.
Right?
Yeah, time is the only thing I can cure that. Yeah.
I'm going to drink coffee.
Nothing. No, that doesn't do anything.
It's not going to do anything. But we all do still try some stuff when we're messed up. There was this woman who clearly had one too many cocktails. And she's a London woman named Anna, who has become a Twitter sensation. She took a drunken trip to Safeway. It was literally, I'm sorry, Subway. It was literally her first time to the sandwich chain.
And she's hammered when she's there.
And she's hammered.
Whoa.
And she's a vegetarian.
Oh, no. How is this going to turn out?
She was overwhelmed with all the choices. So all she could come up with was this sandwich. Black olive, cheese, and cucumber.
That's it.
Yes. She tweets, first time in a Subway and the worker took a picture of my order. Am I doing this wrong?
I love the first two. Hate the lot third one.
Like, what's the substance of your sandwich?
Is there bread? She didn't put down a bread?
I think it might have been on bread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's on bread and who knows which.
Three vegetables, no sauce,
no
condiment, no.
Yeah.
No, she did it wrong.
She definitely did it wrong, but that's her effed up foods. The food she had when she was.
I don't go for vegetables when I'm all.
When you're completely sideways.
Yeah.
And you have, from my recollection of seeing I know your fridge has mayonnaise and that's about it. And
Miracle Whip too.
Miller High Life. So what do you come up with mayo and Miller High Life?
Like, yeah, there's really not much I can do that. I like to pick up something that's. You're right. Not much is open at that time after the bars and stuff like that. But I'd rather go pick it up and bring it home than have to go home and make something. I know that's what we're talking about now.
But do you have, I feel like you've been, I know you do a thing, like your effed up food is one of the weirdest things. Like, I want to believe I've cured you of it, but what? I don't think I have.
What?
You know that you fold aluminum foil into a makeshift pan and make half-cooked brownies.
Yeah, I forgot about. Why do you remember that?
That's your effed up food.
Because I never had a brownie pan until you went out. You and guys.
Yeah, but I still feel like you're so effed up. You're like, I forget I have a brownie pan.
And you're right. But I'll be in the process of mixing it up, and I won't even get to my. I'll just start eating.
You just eat brownie now.
Yes,
your effed up food.
And milk. Where are you at? What do you do?
I have so many. We don't have time.
Well, you're a culinary artist, so you're probably whipping up like Michelin-rated stuff.
No, I mean, I do. My effed up foods, like I crave like weird combinations.
Like
I want bologna.
Wow, that's good.
And Miracle Whip.
Dude, you rock.
And American cheese. And then like
Wonder Bread.
The whiter the bread, the better.
Get out of here!
This is so against everything I would do.
It is, but that's what I eat all the time.
And then you cover the Miracle Whip with a can of like Ortega, sliced jalapenos.
Okay, you just ruined.
Why no,
just,
I didn't. I made it. And then if you need the crunch, then you put a layer of like
Cheetos or
usually Ruffles. Ruffles are the best. On
okay,
it.
Hang on. Wow. Okay,
so it's all over the map.
Yeah,
you got bologna, so you got the tangy zip.
Okay, and then you have the other side.
And then there's a little sweetness and hot to the jalapenos on it.
I can't crap on this because you're doing it smart. Textures are representative.
Yes.
Sour, sweet.
I regret it on my first bite, though, because you forget if you've spent, and I've spent the last 20 years eating nothing but wheat bread. Nothing.
Oh, well,
you get. And when you put that first bite of Wonder Bread in your mouth and you realize it's not bread.
Well,
it becomes just, it's instant oh my God, I need to floss right now.
it sticks.
It's just little balls of like, it's like instead of it being like a thing that holds your sandwich together, it's like.
I'll give you that.
It's one of the worst.
I know. But with all the other stuff, it's awesome.
Oh.
I don't know if I could do that one.
You could do everything but the jalapeno, but if you tried it with the jalapeno, you'd like it.
Well, just eat the jalapeno. You're not going to taste anything else.
No, you are. It's a texture thing. Because all the different flavors, I swear to you, let's get effed up and have my effed up food.
Okay.
So we got a ton of other ones we want to suggest to you guys. We want you guys to experiment with these. But if you have this go-to recipe, or you just that one night where you're like, all I had was Mint Milano cookies in a microwave, we want to hear what your effed up food is. I know you saw this thing where somebody was like, they were so effed up that they tried, I can't even say this out loud.
Oh, this is brilliant, Slacker.
Sushi and ranch.
Brilliant. Get rid of that. What's the green paste and the brown
wasabi?
Gravy? Yeah, get rid of that. What's the other one? The brown.
That's supposed to be there. Soy sauce.
Both of those. And you just substitute the ranch dressing.
Yeah, fish and ranch just like screams, eat me.
And then white rice and then the. Yeah, everything that's in that little roll, the California roll, oh, you should drizzle. Slacker, you should drizzle the ranch over the California roll. Don't dip. Mm. Yeah, you should put it on top.
That sounds like one of the worst things you could possibly put in your head.
Awesome.
It's giving me anxiety to even think about it. I can't stop scratching my arms.
Why? It's
because it's grotesque.
Well, you like both, so we're just
I combine. Hate ranch, and ranch isn't meant to be put. Ranch isn't...
Ranch
is awful. I've ranted about ranch enough recently. But here comes another ranch effed up food. Somebody said they had a cool ranch Dorito sundae.
Wow.
They call it a 3 a.m. drunchy intervention.
Holy ice cream with what?
Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream cake.
That's good.
Topped with crumbled cool ranch Doritos and Sour Patch Kids. And then doused in chocolate syrup.
I think I could tolerate, get rid of the Sour Patch, and I think I could keep the Doritos in there.
Oh, my God. I don't do the sweet and savory. I don't do that.
You don't drink chocolate and then eat a potato chip? Wait, no, that's not
There's
sweet
There's a gap.
Yeah.
No, I don't like kettle corn. I think that's stupid.
Okay, gotcha.
I want popcorn.
Gotcha.
Or I want caramel corn. I don't want salty caramel corn. What are you doing? Oh, it's like we started to make a batch of caramel corn, but we didn't have enough caramel. So we just added salt. Gross. And putting cool ranch. No.
Kind of right.
No, dude. So we'd say, oh my God, it's so good. And then they make that one mix where it's caramel corn with Cheetos.
Yes.
And I want to walk into the grocery store and just dump it all over the floor and just pay for it and go, you're welcome, everyone. I saved you from this drunky decision, your effed up food.
Yeah, I see that a little bit.
Somebody else, we'll get to your calls here, but like somebody said they came home at 4 a.m. and saw their roommate making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Topped with chicken nuggets.
Oh, I don't know.
That's the sweet and savory, man.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm telling
one.
You.
Is the honey mustard on my nuggets?
I don't ask questions like that.
If you have honey mustard, then it's not going to be bad.
That's a hard no for me.
That's a hard one, yeah.
All right, so if you've done something really awful in the gastrointestinal world when you were effed up, we want to hear your effed up foods. Jordan?
Yay.
What's your effed up food?
I like to do the Worcestershire sauce on bean and cheese burritos.
What?
Like a Taco Bell burrito, or you make your own bean and cheese burrito?
Like the, pretty much like the ones you get frozen, actually.
Why would you put the W sauce on a like they're it's two worlds colliding.
Yeah.
That like,
ooh.
Instead of hot sauce, then.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. She was disappearing on us, but
wow, yeah, that's
it's a very savory. Have you ever had it by itself? Have you ever taken like a? It's yeah, it's very. I don't.
They wouldn't sound like they would.
I don't. Do you see the whoever makes that coming out going great on steak and bean burritos? I don't feel like they want to.
No,
I can't knock it, and I do. A bean burrito is one of my choices when I'm.
Yuck.
Because it's filling. It's rib sticking.
It's
instantaneous.
But it's bean burrito.
Oh, God. You're half Hispanic, man.
I can't stand the food.
Greg?
Yay.
Yay. F'd up foods.
So I had really drunk, really young one time. Got home and all I saw on the counter at my mom's house was Oreos and pepperoni. So I put a pepperoni on each side of an Oreo. and ate an entire sleeve.
Oh, you know what? That's
the sweet and savory, bro. I'm 100% out.
Why? I don't know. You like both of them?
I do. And I will admit that I've been hammered and just opened up a package of pepperoni and just fired it, just like little discs. Like,
yep.
mine are turkey pepperoni.
That's not pepperoni.
You can't tell the difference.
It's not pepperoni.
You can't tell the
it's
difference.
Turkey.
But oh my God, you didn't put it inside the Oreo, just on top of.
Oh.
Just on top on each side, yes.
Did you
on
dunk
each?
It in milk too then?
Oh.
No, I should have though.
No,
I
God, know. The
that
oil in the
great.
Milk.
Oh.
There'd be this little orange and black film. Oh God. That's disgusting.
Well.
Thank you, Greg. Kayla.
Yay.
What's your effed up food?
My friend made a spaghetti but with mac and cheese and meat sauce and then topped it with goldfish.
Whoa, the crunch with the
mac and cheese and meat, did you say?
Yeah, like spaghetti meat sauce, but like on top of mac and cheese.
I can't figure this one out.
With goldfish.
That's
and you guys were
not
plowed.
Bad.
Was it, so yes, that it was with
delicious.
A cheese sauce or with red sauce?
Both.
Okay.
So it had mac. It was cheese. Oh,
wow, that's hearty.
Oh, wow, that's like elf stuff right there
from the movie.
Yes,
yeah,
just you're just like in the maple syrup on the whole thing. Nah. And you liked it.
It was delicious at the time. I don't know. So
that's my thing.
Try it sober.
That's just what you got to do is like write down your effed up food and go, man, if you're brave enough to power it down when you're completely sober. Thank you for the call. I don't see a lot of people rushing to try that one.
I would do that to make myself throw up.
Yes.
From too much.
I can't do the toothbrush. I'll do this. Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Effed up foods.
So I've been doing this since college. My family, my kids, my wife, they all think I'm gross, but, I'll take a big vat of macaroni, just plain macaroni, boil it up. And then I put a couple big tablespoons of butter in it.
Oh,
and then
good.
I take a bunch of ketchup and mix it all up and I eat it just like that.
Okay. The butter. Perfect. I'll
wow.
do that all the time, but the ketchup.
That's disgusting. Thank you, Jim. Alex.
Yay.
Effed up foods.
I was with some of my friends in college and really wanted an ice cream cookie sandwich. The only issue was we didn't have any ice cream, and all we had was mayo.
No, you did not put mayo between cookies. No, you did not put mayo
what
between cookies.
What's
he
this?
Wanted
what's...
an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, nice.
No.
I didn't, but my buddies did.
It's the same color, but not in no other way is it similar.
Yeah, you just pretend really hard
oh,
that it's what
right.
you're
when you're about to put something in your mouth and pretending is part of it.
Yeah.
Just stop. Oh my God, Alex, that's disgusting.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.